For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Our verse for the week, please. It's 2 o'clock already. Ooh. All right. There was a baby shower. Baby shower, right? So some of them were at the baby shower, and then they left after the baby shower. Okay. Mika went home? Yeah, putting the stuff away. Okay. All right, good. Charmaine, where are your church members? Shepherd Charmaine, and your church members are not here.
My
soul
teacher members are here.
Who are the rest of the church members?
I didn't get a chance to
today. Okay. All right. Do you want me to still preach? I shouldn't preach today. How many of you think I should still preach? Or we should go home? All right. So our verse for the week is Galatians 6:3. It says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself." He deceiveth himself. So if you think you're something and you're nothing, you deceive yourself. It's a simple scripture, isn't it? There's a great tendency to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to. It's not very common amongst the youth, but as you grow older, you can easily think this way. I want to assume it's not too common amongst the youth. You don't think yourself too highly, right? You do? Okay. But God is warning us that don't think of yourself more highly than you should. Let's say the verse together. Galatians 6:3. "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Galatians 6:3. Let's stand to our feet and say it one more time. Galatians 6:3. "For if a man Galatians 6:3. "For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself." Amen. So let's not think more highly than we ought to. Let's pray for yourself just for a few minutes, 2 minutes or so. Just pray and ask God to speak to you this afternoon in this short service. Ask him to minister to you. Say, "Lord, speak to me. Give me understanding. Give me clear understanding of your word." Just pray that prayer. Yes, Lord. Speak to us. Speak to us. Minister to us. Ask God to give you a personal message this afternoon. Jesus, speak to us. Yes, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you so much for this afternoon. We ask that in this few minutes, you minister to us, teach us, help us to become better Christians and established Christians. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated, please. So we'll have church as though we're 200 in here. How about that? So last week, I began to share with you about fathers, isn't it? I shared with you about fathers. And in particular, we spoke about, David, come to the front. We spoke about, how many of you remember what we talked about instead of me reminding you? Stephanie, what did we talk about? The rewards of honoring our fathers. Amen. I know it's not Father's Day, but I want to continue to share a little bit more like I did in the first service. On fathers. Fathers are important. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, "Fathers are important." And tell somebody again, tell somebody this different this time, that don't play with fathers. Don't joke with fathers. Amen. All right? Now, last week we looked at rewards of serving or honoring fathers, isn't it? Now, fathers are defined by honor. What did I say? Okay, I'm going to test you so to make sure you are with me. Fathers are defined by honor. Now, in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, Malachi 1 and verse 6, look at what the Bible says here. Malachi 1 and 6. It says, a son, is it coming? Malachi 1 and 6. Did you turn your Bibles to Malachi 1, 6? Okay. Change it to King James, please. Or if you can't leave it like that, it's fine. It's fine. Leave it. It's okay. So this is the, okay, you have the King James. Wonderful. It says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. So this is what a son does. He honoreth his father, and a servant his master. Then God says, if I then be a father, where is mine honor? Do you see that? So what defines a father is the honor that a son gives. If I have a son, what defines he being a son is the honor that I get from him. It's not just calling him a son or he trying to do something else to show that he's a son. The real test of whether he's a son is actually the honor. So what does honor mean? Honor, we said, means high respect, isn't it? Holding high esteem and preferring to prefer. When you honor someone, you prefer the person. In other words, when there are two ways or three ways, and in life, a lot of times there seem to be more than one way of doing things. How many of you have noticed that? Yes. So when you prefer a father, what you do is you let the father, and I'm talking to you, you let the father have his way. That is how you honor a person. Daddy, okay, you want this, but daddy says this, so let's do it. That is what defines a father. Nothing else. Yeah. I was telling, there's a group of men who came to my little office in the back there this afternoon, and they gave me a gift for Father's Day. And I said to them that I think we should be doing other things with the money instead. You know, they said, oh, we really want it. So I took it. But the truth is that it's not giving gifts. Yeah, Stephanie, I mean, if you give me socks, by the way, you don't even know the color of socks I like, or give me perfume for Father's Day, it's okay. But that is not really what shows that you are my father, I'm your father, or you are my daughter. What actually defines this is how you respect me and how you prefer me. Yeah, you are doing very well. Yeah, every morning, sometimes at 4 a.m., she will text me to tell me, meaning she's awake, to tell me what song she's going to sing for the day. Yeah, she doesn't sing any song without letting me know. And I say, good. Yeah, sing that song. Yeah, sometimes she will text a lot of songs. I say, no, let's keep it to 4 or 2. That's preferring. It's not about socks and Burger King and giving me a gift on Starbucks. And no. It's the honoring. If you're understanding what I'm saying. Are you understanding? Ask your neighbor that. Are you understanding what the man is saying? So honoring is the key. It's the key for fatherhood, sonship, daughtership, if there's a word like that. Now, the rewards for honoring fathers is clear. All right? We looked at two of them last week. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 1 to 3. Let's look at it again. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. This time is up. How do I even preach? He says, children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. So let us obey our parents. Yes. It's true. This is God's word. Go back to verse 1 again. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Where I come from, like I keep saying, it's very easy to obey mommy and daddy. But in America, you have to explain everything. How many of you were born in Africa? or Haiti. You were all born here. You're born in America. Yeah, in America, when you tell your son or daughter to do something, you say, why? Daddy, why? Why should I do this? Or why should I do that? But it is just right. That is what God's word is. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Daddy says, do this. Yes, daddy. Mommy says, do this. Yes, mommy. Is that too difficult? Oh, come on, it's difficult sometimes. Don't look at me and tell me it's not difficult. Yeah. Then verse 2. So the rewards. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Can you imagine? It says the first commandment. This is the first commandment that God gave with a promise. And what is the promise? What are the rewards of honoring your father and your mother? Verse 3. The promise is this. In verse 3. That it may be well with you, that thou mayest live long on the earth. So these are the two rewards. If you want to do well in life, just honor your father and your mother. If you want to do well, just honor them, prefer them, respect them. Let them be key to whatever you do. If you're going to do something and they don't like it, pull back. Cool down. Pull back and cool down. Turn to your neighbor and say, pull back and cool down. Yeah. And then give them time to explain things. And, you know, even if you think there's some catching up that they need to do so that they can catch up. Yeah. I remember many years ago in this church, well, not in this particular building, we're in another building. And there took two young people in the church that wanted to marry. And the first reaction was, the father of the girl said, no. Said no. And they came to me. I said, don't worry. Relax. Don't fight. Daddy says no. Don't fight. Don't do anything. Just relax. So they did that. Then we just kept praying about it and doing it, doing things the right way. Then we went back. They went back and said, please, Daddy, can we marry? I said, okay, yes. The yes just changed to no. There was no need to fret and be angry and look like a bloated toad. And, you know, angry and you squeeze. It's not necessary. Do you see? Maybe you'd be surprised that even doing it at that time could have created a problem. And God was just protecting them. As a father figure in this church and a pastor in this church, I said this to the first time. I've said things to people that I don't even remember. And the reason why I don't remember is because it doesn't even originate from me. God just used me as an instrument to say, don't do this. People will come to me, Reverend, you said we should do this, and we did it this way. And look at the results. I can't even remember that I said to them, do it this way. So it's very important. If you want to attract the blessing of God, that it may be well with you. And number two, so that you will live long, even longevity. How many of you would like to grow very old? Amen. Yeah. You don't want to die early. I'm not scaring you. Don't say when we came to church, the pastor was preaching that we don't know that we'll die early. No, no, I'm just reading Bible. That's why it's good for you to open your own Bible and read. Ephesians 6:3. That it may be well with you. Number two, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Are you understanding? Then the third reward we said is inheritance. Inheritance. You can watch our live Facebook page, and I think that's all we preached today, all right? So that you can get a third reward. Now, my question to you is simple. It's simply this. That if these are the rewards, why don't we do them to get the rewards? Why don't we just honor our fathers and get the reward? If we believe it. Because everything that you have believed, you have followed it up by actually acting on it. You believed that a certain course in college is what you wanted to do because you wanted to end up in a particular profession, and you followed it, and you are following it. Because it's not so. You believe in nursing, and you are doing it. Yeah. If we believe God's word, that again, if we honor parents, father and mother, the end result is that we are going to be, it's going to be well with us, and we'll have longevity of life, and we'll have spiritual inheritance. That's in Ephesians 1:18 and Philippians 1:7. You can add that in. Which I talked about that in the first service. I don't want to go back. Otherwise, it won't do anything new. Then you would actually honor. No matter how difficult it is. And I won't lie to you. I've been there. Honoring is difficult. Preferring is difficult. Respecting can be difficult because sometimes you can't see eye to eye. And one of the reasons why David sometimes can't see eye to eye, all right, is because your eyes are short-sighted. Yeah. In fact, even at this, I'm not that old. I mean, I'm quite old, but not that old. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be 55 or so next month. I mean, compared to you, it's a little bit more, isn't it? Just a little bit more. Yeah. I can tell you that by experience, there are some things I can predict. Not in a spiritual way, not trying to be a prophet. I can just tell that this thing, before I came, somebody was talking to me about somebody and telling me about it. I said, this is the way it's going to end. And I'm not cursing the person. I'm not trying to wish the person bad or, you know, evil. I just know. Because in my lifetime, I've seen like 3, 4, 5, 6 of those similar cases. You go this way, it's just like you walking towards a cliff. I mean, if you get to the edge of the cliff, you take the next thing, you are going down. It's so clear. Do you get it? Yeah. So fathers are able to see things also because of, that's not the only reason, but they can also see things because of the experience that they've had in life, all right? So what are some of the signs of a real son? What are the signs of a real son, all right? Let me give you, or real, when I say son, I mean daughters too, all right, by the way. So I'm not just talking to David, I'm talking to all of you. So when I say sons and daughters, or son, I mean daughter. When I say daughter, I mean. So what are the signs of a real son? A real son. We've talked about one of it already, that the son honors his father, isn't it? We read from Malachi 1:6, a son honors his father. For you to be a son, the sign is that you honor your father. Amen. Number two, let me pick one and then we'll talk about it. Sons and daughters believe in their fathers and trust them for everything. Did you hear that? Sons and daughters believe in their fathers and trust them for everything. Yeah? When you are a real son or a daughter, you are very open and you trust your father for everything. You see, sometimes as we get older, we stop being sons and daughters biologically to our parents. Well, Christine, I'm sure when you were younger, and I'm sure your sister can testify, that you were all over daddy most of the time. Yeah? You climb on daddy's lap. I'm not saying go and climb on somebody's lap. Climb on daddy's lap. I mean, you can talk to daddy about anything, believe daddy for everything, talk to daddy about anything, anytime. Even the middle of the night, you can run to his room, daddy, daddy, knock on the door and talk to him. That's a real sign of a real son or daughter. And we must not lose that. When somebody is a real son or a real daughter to you, the way they relate with you is that they don't hide anything. They trust you for everything. Yeah? Let me tell you this. As a pastor, okay, especially dealing with people, and especially young people, one of the things that I have come to realize is this, that people have a deeper relationship with you, are able to talk about deep things about their lives. They don't hold back. Yeah. They can talk to you about who their boyfriends are, who their girlfriends are, or beloveds are. It's not a problem. Yeah. If you are here, I don't know your boyfriend. I don't know your girlfriend, boyfriend. I don't know your 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 hair. It also stays something. Yeah. Are you annoyed with me? Yeah. Because a son or a daughter can say anything about everything. It's true. I know Romeo's girlfriend. Yeah. Romeo came to me with his girlfriend, told me about his girlfriend, said, we are in a relationship. Yeah. And I talk to them periodically. And I'm encouraging them to get married soon. And it's going to happen soon. Yeah. Christina comes to me. We talk. We have intimate talks. Yeah. Charmaine, yeah, sometimes we talk. Even a big brother like Julian. I mean, come on. Julian talks to me about, I know his girlfriend, his beloved. You think he doesn't have one? He has a beloved. You wait and see. She's coming around soon. It's very soon, right? Yeah, she's going to be in church. You see her. I thought he didn't have it. He has a beloved. Yeah. But there are some of you I don't know. So I'm sharing this with you to encourage you. I want to be a father to you. Am I too scared? Some people say I'm too stern. You mean what? Yeah. But when you have a father-son, father-daughter relationship, you should be open. Yes. I know Stephanie's beloved. Oh, she has a beloved in Ghana. A doctor. Who used to come and sit in a church and it like was visiting somebody else. But every time he sat there, he was looking this way. And the amazing thing was that one day he came and he was leaving, going back. He comes from Ghana very periodically. And he was leaving and for some reason I said, you know, let me pray for you. So he knelt down and I laid out and I said, oh. And one of the things I prayed was that he'll get the beloved. Yes, not knowing that his beloved was going to be my church member. Yeah, but some of you, I don't know. Ask your neighbor that I'm supposed to know about your beloved. Amen. Yeah, but that is changing. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's changing. Yeah, tell me, it's not going to be like that for long. Yeah. So... Now, we learn a lot of these things from the way Jesus Christ related to God, His Father, who is also our Father. Even if you take, for example, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, give us this day our daily bread. Trusting God for daily bread every day. Yeah. My own biological sons, I have two sons. There's nothing that we cannot talk about. Nothing. We can be plain and down to earth about any topic under the sun. Yeah, because I'm their father. I can ask them different questions. Yeah. My oldest son, he doesn't have a beloved. Every time I tell him how, any beloved, I say, oh no, daddy, not yet. I still have a lot of friends. I haven't chosen one yet. Yeah. And I know every story about when he's come close and it didn't work. Yeah. Because when he gets a heartbreak, I'm the one to hold him and cheer him up when his heart is broken. So I know everything. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. That will be your story. I said, that will be your story. I said, that will be your story. All right? Let me give you one more, just one, and then we're done. Another trait of a real son, or a real daughter, is that a son and a daughter are forever. A son and a daughter are forever. Sons and daughters don't go and come. They are in the house. You see, being around and in the house does not mean that everything is cool. No. In my family, in my real biological, real family, Fleischer family, we've had issues. Like I was saying, I think it was Wednesday or so, I've had an auntie almost poke my eye. So mad at me for something that I ended up even being right about, almost took my eyeballs out because she was so upset with me. I sat in the car, she chased me right into the car, made me lower the window, and she almost beat me up in the car. But she's still my auntie. I still love her. When I go to Africa, I always talk to her. I talk to her from far, and I love her. We have a good relationship. I didn't change my name. I didn't change my last name because I was upset. See, when you are a true son and you are part of a family, or a true daughter and you are part of a family, you are forever. It's servants who go and come. Servants or hirelings, they can be hired today, they terminate, then they come back another time. But when you are a real child of the house, you are forever. What verse? John 8:35. Look at it. John 8:35. It says, and the servant abideth not in the house forever. It's not the expectation. Ask your neighbor, are you a servant or a child in the house? And everyone will be tested one day. You will be tested. There will be times that you will be tested. How many of you think you'll be tested in the house, in this church? Really? You too? Did you raise your hand? Have you been tested? You felt like leaving the church before? Wow. How about? You have? You felt like leaving before? Yeah, that's a test. And if you've not been tested yet, you will be tested. There's nobody who has, not even the founder of the church, Bishop Dunk, was tested. He said one day he felt like leaving his own church. Yeah, you will be. Stephanie, have you been tested? Oh, yeah. How many times? Many times. Hey, you are still being tested. We have to talk about it. How about you? Yeah, you've been tested? Yeah, it's normal. But you are still here. Clap for yourself. Those who have been tested and you are still here. It's a proof that you are a son or a daughter in the house. Justin, have you been tested? Really? You don't look like someone who has been tested because you're always smiling. Romeo, how about you? Many times, but you are still around. Yeah. As for Julian, I have tested him myself, so I can testify that he's been tested. I test him every day. I water him, I shoot him with a water gun. Every meeting he gets sprayed at. Yeah. But serious, on a more serious note, that is a good thing, that if you've been tested and you're still around. Because a servant is not forever. But look at what it says, but a son or a daughter abided forever. It's forever. No matter what, no matter how hard you are pushed, you are still around. So God will keep us, God will help us, and will remain true sons and daughters. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. All right, bow down your heads as we close. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes and just pray. I want you to do something special this afternoon as we close. Just say a word of prayer for your father or fathers. Say a prayer for your biological father, your spiritual father, your any father figure. Maybe there's someone who brought you into this country to look after you. Just say a word of prayer for them right now. Right now. Right now. Yes, just pray for them. And then pray for yourself and ask God to help you to honor them properly. to show them real honor in whatever you do. Ask God for that grace. Say, Lord, help me to show forth honor, real honor to them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. With every head still bowed, every eye closed, perhaps you are here today and you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Anybody like that here? Just raise up your hand and I will pray with you. Anyone? You're not sure about salvation? You don't even know what being born again is. You're not sure whether you will go to heaven if you were to die today. You won't die, but you got to be ready. Ask God to help you. If you want me to pray with you, just lift up that hand quietly. Or maybe you've had a relationship with God, but you're not walking the way you should, and you know it in your heart. I want to pray with you and restore you. Anybody like that here? Thank you, Jesus. Let's all pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I receive you today as my Lord, my Savior. Help me, Lord. Restore me unto the state that I ought to be. And help me walk with you. I accept you today as my healer, my deliverer, and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Put